Welcome to Stay Safe Stories Podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome. This is the second episode of my podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. Feel free to share this with your friends and family. They'll be in for a good surprise. On this podcast, I will be going through true horrifying stories of people around the internet. Whether it be paranormal activity or people with sinister intentions, in this cruel world, nobody is safe. This podcast is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor is a free iOS and Android app that allows you to record and edit your podcast. After you're done recording, you can upload it right from the app to every major streaming platform. Enjoy. Story number one by PepperSalt98. If you know me on the Creepypasta Wiki, you might know that a lot of my creepypastas are set at the campsite called Breck Farm. Well, Breck Farm is real, and my pastas are inspired by a real thing that happened to me there. Everything I'm about to say is 100% real. This isn't a creepypasta. It must have been 2019. It was the summer holidays, and me, my family, and a few of my friends had gone to Breck Farm for a week-long camping trip. I know it's cliche, but we met some friends along the way, specifically someone I'll call Alice. That's not her real name, but that's what I'll call her for the sake of the story. If you don't know, the laundry and cleaning facilities are outside the shower block. Me and Alice had to refill a big bottle of water and bring it to the tents. It was about 7 p.m. and it got dark fast. Alice said she knew a shortcut through the forest, and so we went through the forest. Just as a disclaimer, I had gone in the forest before, and it's not especially creepy, at least not during the day. As we started down the path, I turned around, and that's when I saw it. This man just walking through the forest. He wasn't really walking towards us, just going towards the edge of the forest to the caravan field and the shower block, where me and Alice had come from. He wore an orange shirt and blue jeans, and he was tall, like 8 foot maybe. Don't get me wrong, this isn't any Slenderman stuff. The man had a face, but this tall guy just walking alone in the forest was enough to give me and Alice the creeps. So we ran back in the tents as fast as we could. I never saw him again, but I've never forgotten about him either. Story number two, by Anonymous. A man stood at the end of my bed every night. My family, which included my mother, father, older brother, younger brother, dog, and I, lived in a two-story house in California. When I was a child, a man would stand at the end of my bed. We had moved into a house called the Yellow House. Before I can recall, my mom made a bedroom for me on the first floor of that two-story house. The three other bedrooms were on the second floor. My bedroom was decorated in yellow and blue gingham, with ballerina figures and whimsical white furniture. It was a beautiful room and a beautiful house. The window on the left side of my room was a natural nightlight and looked upon my neighbor's house, which housed my first crush, Jeremy. However, I was terrified by that room. Every night, Mom would tuck me in, turn off the light, and close the door, and I would lay in my bed waiting. The events would always play out the same. I would hear the taps of my dog Nikki's nails tap across the floor and stop at my door. Then the silhouette of a very tall man wearing what seemed to be a wide-brim hat and a long coat would appear at the end of my bed. I would then close my eyes and pull the cover over my head and repeat in my mind, "Ballerinas and puppies." Over and over, I would then peek at the room to see if he was still there, and he always was. Then, keeping an eye on the figure, I would slink out of my bed on the right side, crawl to my door, and close it behind me. Nikki and I would then crawl down the hallway, up the stairs, and into my younger brother's room. Every morning, my mom would find me in his room and sigh. All I ever told her was that a man was in my room, and I didn't like it. My dad installed security and nailed my windows shut. Then, someone planning on robbing the neighborhood threw poison chickens in all of our backyards to kill the dogs. Nikki, along with all the other dogs, died. The man still showed up, but was closer to the bed. A month later, my dad attempted suicide. My mom, brothers, and I left the house right before this happened due to Dad's strange behavior. Since then, right before something terrible happens, the man appears before my bed. It happens sporadically throughout my life. I am now in my 30s and I still fear the man. I don't know if he's a harbinger of destruction or warning me of what is to come, but I heed him when he shows up. This is a true story. I don't know if the man is a figure of my own mind picking up danger and personifying it, or if it's something supernatural. Either way, he signifies tragedy. Story number 3, submitted to me by Anonymous. When my dad was in a nursing home, he suffered with Alzheimer's and dementia. I would always see him physically trying to fight something in the room. Eventually, he told me he was trying to fight evil spirits, and it reminded me of some stories that he told to me when he was younger. When my dad was a little kid, he started getting something that he described as his night terrors. He didn't really know how to describe it. He would wake up and be, I guess, totally immobilized. That was going on for a couple nights a week, and one time he said he was able to move just his head. He saw a figure standing at the foot of his bed and it terrified him. This went on for a couple of weeks, until he kept complaining about it. He kept seeing the shadowy figures, and then his mother, my grandmother, decided to have a priest come over and bless the house. After the priest came over and blessed the house, my dad said he didn't see the figure again until he was a teenager. At the time, he was getting in really bad trouble in school and with all his friends and things like that. My dad said he started seeing the figure again at night and still having nightmares again and not being able to move while he was half asleep, half awake. After that, the next time my dad would see something again would still be as a teenager. One night, he was coming home late after sneaking out with his friends. He saw the figure of a dog in the hallway, which I'm considering to be some sort of hellhound. My dad didn't really describe it in that way. He just said it had glowing eyes, and the dog was pure black. It was growling at him, and wouldn't let him in the house. My dad stayed there for hours in the hallway. He fell asleep there. The next morning, he went to my grandmother, and he was convinced that something was haunting him, or something was trying to keep him away from the house, or from his sleep, or from the family. He was borderline delusional. My grandmother again sought out the priest and had him bless the house, but also had him bless my dad as well. After that, my dad didn't see anything like that again until he was old and in a nursing home. Story number 4 by Dead_Ocean. I went missing for 3 weeks, but when I bring it up, everybody acts like it never happened. This was quite long ago. I was about 14 at the time, and it was midsummer. Me and my family decided it would be a good idea to do a vacation at the beach. We got our own little house near the beach, and not far behind us were fields and the woods. It looked too good to be true. We obviously had a problem with mosquitoes and insects flying into our home while trying to let some fresh air in every now and again. But other than that, nothing seemed off. I remember one Monday morning, I got up out of bed and headed straight to my mom to ask her if I could go take a walk in the woods. At first, she didn't really agree to it, but eventually she did. I was studying plants for research at the time and had a pen, notebook, and a phone always kept on me. My mom obviously set a time to when I should be home. I went to the woods. Looking up at the trees made me realize how small I actually was, completely to everything else. Once I really got into my surroundings, I began drifting off, not paying attention to where I was going, nor what time it might be. This obviously was a horrid mistake. I soon realized that I had 20 missed calls on my phone, and no path beneath my feet. I tried calling back, but to no avail. I tried desperately to find a way back on the path, but failed. I remember running and having to stop every now and again to catch my breath. I constantly looked at time on my phone and noticed that the days were passing the further I continued to walk. My feet began feeling heavy, and it felt like the earth was sucking me down. I collapsed on the spot due to being overwhelmingly tired. It felt like a few seconds when I was out. I remember waking up in my bed at our home, no longer at vacation. I was very much confused. I got up and searched for my parents. They were downstairs eating breakfast. It was Friday, and I was gonna lose it. I literally asked them multiple times what happened, but it just didn't make any sense. All they said was, "We never had a vacation, and you never went outside." But that still won't explain the notes I have in my notebook, and the missed calls still on my phone. If you enjoyed this episode, rate it 5 stars and leave me a review. Have a good rest of your night. Remember, lock your doors, shut your windows, and most important, stay safe.